Thailand will partially reopen its border with Cambodia on Saturday after anti-Thai rioting in Phnom Penh led to a temporary break in relations between the two neighbours. The Thai government is calling the move a humanitarian gesture for the hundreds of Cambodians who need to cross the border to buy food from Thailand. Thailand says it will open checkpoints along its eastern border with neighbouring Cambodia this coming Saturday, but the reopening will initially be limited to Cambodians who need to cross into Thailand to buy food. Thais will still be prevented from crossing the other way into Cambodia. The Thai Prime Minister, Thaksin Shinawat, had earlier indicated the checkpoints would be reopened Thursday, but officials said security reasons dictated a delay of several days. Asuin Apawong is the general manager of the Inter Hotel in Aranyaprattet, a major town on the Thai side of the border. He told VOA the people of the town had been informed the border would remain shut until the weekend.
Today the border court, and according to the government, said this morning he will open Saturday, this Saturday 8.
Thailand severed links with Cambodia after last week's anti-Thai rioting in Phnom Penh, which led to the destruction of the Thai embassy and several Thai businesses there. Thai officials estimate the cost of repair could reach $50 million. The rioting was triggered by a rumour that a Thai actress had said Cambodia's national icon, Angkor Wat, belonged to Thailand. The situation was inflamed by another rumour that Cambodian embassy staff in Bangkok had been assaulted. Both rumours later proved to be false. An investigation into the riots has led to the arrest of dozens of Cambodians, including an editor of a Cambodian radio station that has since been taken off the air. Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Sen apologised for the rioting and dispatched Foreign Minister Nor Ham Hong to Bangkok Tuesday to express his government's regrets. The border closure has seriously affected cross-border trade and has prevented Thais from visiting gambling casinos just across the line on the Cambodian side. Mr. Aswin of the Inter Hotel says all Thai businesses in the area have been affected, with hotels losing patrons, including Europeans who travel across the border to visit Angkor Wat in Cambodia's Siem Reap province.
The hotel, there are many business affect there because every day they are the export goods from the Thai to the Cambodia, many business bad.
But Thai officials say a further easing of border restrictions will only come after relations between the two nations improve, and Bangkok is satisfied with promises of Cambodian compensation for last week's damage. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.